So this recording is about how important is abundance. Basically, it's everything. There are only two important things in life: love and abundance. Love can be experienced in numerous ways: appreciation, happiness, joy, fun, excitement, anticipation. These are all experiences of love. Abundance can be experienced in numerous ways. Financial abundance, abundance of friends, an abundance of fun, an abundance of time, an abundance of trees for the monkeys to hang on, abundance of grass for the elephants to eat, and financial abundance, which basically is energy. So, we know that love is a form of energy. It's the source that creates everything. The energy that forms everything that we perceive and see and that we are, that's what love is. Now, as we allow that energy to flow through us, we then turn it into an experience. An experience of joy, happiness, good feelings, and so forth. That's how we experience that energy. When we resist it, we become sad, depressed, and down. Financial abundance is also energy. It's the same energy, only experienced in a different form. It's like drinking pop is really water with a few ingredients in it to make it taste a little different. Water is also in coffee. Same thing. It's basically water. The main ingredient is in there. The source. Let's say if water were the source, then the source is there. It's just flavored a little differently. Financial abundance, money, is exactly that. Money is love. Only experienced in a little different form. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Well, how can money be love when it's has all these stigmas to it? Gotta remember that it's just energy. That's all it is. Rest of it is paper. It means absolutely nothing to the universe. So before I go on, I gotta explain what I'm doing here. I receive a lot of emails, and they're all basically the same thing. They say the same thing in verbal ways. People, many of them, work very hard. They work hard at numerous things in life. They try hard to do really, to make a difference in the world, to do the right things, to appreciate people, to care about people. Some of these people that write me, they care so much, you know, they would give everything for this world. I mean, they would give up their lives, in a sense, for this world and the people that live in it and so forth. They care that much. But at the end of the day, there's something that comes up, and it's a lack of abundance. They're lacking in abundance, financial abundance. And so they're constantly stifled and held back, and this becomes very frustrating because they don't know what to do. There's a couple of reasons for that. It's resisting the money. We've talked about this in other recordings, and we're going to get into it a little bit deeper by talking about really what is abundance and how important is it. I mean, on a scale to 1 to 10, where is it? It's right at the top. So, the way I'm going to do this is basically for myself. This recording is for myself because I believe some things that I haven't totally convinced myself of. I haven't convinced myself of it enough yet that it's feeding back through the loop in my thought system. And I realize that I believe it, but it's not totally there. It's not instilled, ingrained in me yet. So, basically, I'm going to do this recording and I'm going to sort of lecture myself. So if someone else is going to listen to this or read this sometime down the road, realize that in a sense, I'm basically talking to myself, even though I'm using the words you. It's a strange thing to say that I have to convince myself of something I believe. Well, convincing ourselves of something that we believe means instilling it into ourselves so that it becomes as natural as breathing. It's just there. We can believe something, but not fully really integrate it into our lives, or not fully understand it, or have not dwelt far enough in it that it really becomes us. And so it's kind of there, but not there. So anyway, how important is money? Well, it's most important. So these emails that I get are basically the same. The person is frustrated. They're doing various things. And I recently received an email from someone, which is a perfect example of it. She has a small business, in a sense, where she works helping people do something. I don't want to get into the detail of it, because everybody has something different, you know, but it represents the same thing. She explains that she doesn't really make enough abundance to live off of it, so she's also doing other things. She has also written a book, working on that, but it's not fully fulfilling her either. She maybe does some meditation tapes, some singing, some other things. So she has various things going. Inside all of that, and I'm using the she because a very large percentage of my emails are from females, even though males have the same issues, they don't really always talk about them quite so openly. So, I'm using the word she because of that. Anyway, at the end of the day, she does all these things, but her abundance really doesn't grow past a certain point, and it's always short. You know, there's not enough to really grow, there's not enough abundance to expand, to really be the artist that she wants to be. And I say artist because everything we do is an art. It doesn't matter if you lay carpet on the floor, it's still an art. And the more abundance we have, the better we can do that. So, most of the time they realize there's a resistance to it, but they can't figure out what it is. The problem with that is the more we dig in where the resistance is, the more we end up resisting, because we're actually focusing on the resistance, not on receiving the abundance. So as we try to, you know, remove the blockage, we end up focusing on the blockage and creating more of it. It's a really silly thing, but that's the way it is. So, how important is abundance? Let me explain that. Let's use an example, Mexican village. And, you know, I'm just using this example, so please don't take that as an offense. But I'm just trying to find a way to explain this. So, a Mexican village. Let's say there's 500 people in that village. They're extremely poor. There's no phones. There's no running water. There's none of these things that we, that they have in the Western world. Yes, they have love. They have appreciation. They have many things. But their abundance level is extremely low. They cannot even leave the village. They don't have an education, so the kids can't go anywhere to find jobs because they won't get paid anything. So that lack causes a real problem. Now, abundance, and we're going to use abundance as financial abundance. Let's forget all other forms of abundance and just go financial abundance. That's all we're going to talk about. What they need to expand is financial abundance. So if we took them all into a big coliseum and got somebody to stand up and say, listen, all of you can be wealthy. Every one of you in this village can be wealthy. so wealthy that you live in big houses, have each two cars per family. You have computers, big screen TVs, stereo system, carpets, beautiful furniture, all kinds of stuff, fancy clothes, just like we're dressed here right now. People would look at them and start to laugh and say, you're crazy. Where will all this abundance come from? Will it fall out of the sky? Where will it come from? This is impossible for everyone to be wealthy. Then who will do the work? Who will do this? Who will do the gardening? Well, in fact, in comparison then, in Canada here, where we exactly live this life I just described to the Mexicans in this village, we all live this life here. The average family here has two cars. They have a house or a beautiful apartment. They have furniture, they have TVs, big screens, VCRs, stereos galore, stereos in the car, in the apartment, at the office, at work, everywhere else, portable stereos, you name it. We have everything that we just described to those people. So, in other words, we're all, in comparison, extremely wealthy. But some of us in that still say we're poor because our financial abundance is not far enough yet. That's because we're trying to expand further. See, that's how the universe works. We continuously expand. We've come to believe that there is a pile of abundance. And we all take from this pile, and once it's gone, it's gone. If you take too much, well then Billy won't get any. That's bullshit. Because the universe has no limit to it. It can create any amount of abundance, and you can see it. Right here in an example of the Mexican village and us sitting here in the Western world. They can't even imagine that everybody could have this. Now, most of the stuff we described to them they've probably never even seen before. So, when I go, everybody can be a millionaire, to people in the Western world, people go, no, that's impossible. If everybody's a millionaire, how will that work? Well, it works the same way it does from the Mexican village to where we are right here. See, it's just a different degree. In a sense, we are all millionaires to them, but they can't understand how that would work. And so when we sit here and we look at our environment, we say, well, how can everybody be a millionaire? That wouldn't work. Who would do the work in a warehouse and so forth? That's not the way it works. And we try to figure out how it works, but that's not our job. Our job is to simply allow that energy to flow. And how important is it? Well, I'll tell you how important it is. Absolutely, totally important. So the very first thing you're going to do tomorrow, you're going to jump out of your car, off the bus, or stop where you're walking, and just go across the street from a Mercedes dealer. Across the street where you can see the Mercedes dealer and probably see the big windows they have up front. And I want you just to kind of leer inside from across the street and think about what that person wants that's sitting in there, the salesman in there, the owner, the manager, the accountant. What do they want? I'll tell you what they want. They want you to get off your goddamn ass and start allowing your abundance to freaking flow. And quit your bucking around. That way you can walk in there, lay down a fat check, drive out of a nice Mercedes. They can send their kids off to college and put food on their table. That's how important abundance is. Without that, they got nothing. See? You have to allow your wealth to flow. You have to allow yourself to be wealthy. And in so being, everybody else also gets wealthy. So that's the most important thing. That's how important it is. Down the street, a guy opened a new furniture store. A very small one, but he's got really nice stuff. Nice furniture. Handmade, beautiful stuff. He's sitting there on his little desk, wishing like hell, you get off your ass and start getting rich so you can go in there and buy some of this beautiful stuff he's created. I mean, it's really nice. It's very expensive in a sense, but it's worth it. But he needs you to get off your ass and be wealthy so you can buy it, so that he can create more, you see. As I create my abundance, I go out and I go, wow, that's beautiful. And he goes, yes, thank you very much. I'll take two. And now he's got this money coming in. He's excited. He's allowed the flow to come in. It comes from me, from the universe to me, to him, and so forth. For him, it goes to other people, his kids, his family, and he now has the abundance to sit and be even more creative. Without the abundance in the first place, he couldn't do it, because he needs to buy the beautiful material to make these couches and this furniture. So he needs the abundance to be able to do that. So the universe is saying, take all that you can. You don't take it from another person. In a sense, you take it from the universe, because the universe has any amount to give you. Now, here's the thing. Somebody sent me an email recently, and they were really sad and upset. And I don't blame them, because I've been there. They said, listen, I work hard. I work very hard, and I know they do. And I give as much as possible. I help out here, I do there. At the end of the day, I barely have enough to pay my bills. And you could see it, they were almost in tears. And they go, what more can I possibly do? What more can I give? What am I doing wrong? Am I so bad that the universe can't even give me enough abundance? The universe is trying to give you everything you want. But somewhere along the line, you kicked in the resistance. We don't know where. There's no way for me to figure that out. And it's different for each person, but somewhere along the line, you turn the tap off, and that's it. And the universe, let me tell you, is trying to give you $10 million, because if they give you $10 million, you can really do something wonderful for this world. No, you don't have to give it away. You can just go spend it, and you do something wonderful. You know why? Let me explain this to you, how important abundance is. I do a little bit of tiling. I enjoy doing that. But when I come across a poor person, it's a real pain in the ass. You know why? Because they don't allow their abundance to flow. So now I have to do the job for next to nothing. Matter of fact, at the end, I lose money. I have to take it out of my abundance to make this work. What I really like is when somebody allows the abundance to flow, allows themselves to be rich, allows the universe to make them rich, because then they can go and say, listen, I want to make this. I want to make this really beautiful. What do you think, what do you need financially wise? Oh, I need about 12,000 bucks. We'll probably do this really quite nicely. This means I make good money. I have the ability to do then a very good job. They get a really nice looking floor. Everybody wins. The universe, in a sense, has created now beauty. And we all go, look what we've done. But we haven't done anything. All we did was allow the financial abundance really to flow, and the universe, and I say universe as all that there is, I'm using that term very loosely, is standing back and saying, this is what I've created. See, in a sense, the universe has created that floor. And people for generations will appreciate it. We can also do that floor differently. We can hire slave labor and force it. But it will never have the energy or the love and the radiation and the glow that it will have if it comes from a financial abundance from one to the next. Because then it's done out of pure joy, you see? I don't have to concern myself with the money, the cost, or anything else. I know the money to do this floor is there. And all it takes, the abundance that it takes to do it right, to put the energy in it. At the end, that floor will glow with love. But only because the person had the financial abundance to allow it in the first place. Now, every once in a while I do a job where I don't really make any money. Matter of fact, it costs me money. Simply because I want to add something to their lives in hope that through that, they allow themselves more abundance. So, I allow the universe to give to them through me. In other words, they can't really afford me to do those stairs. But I do them anyway, and at the end they have a beautiful set of stairs and everybody remarks about it. And it brings them joy and it glows with it. And by that, in a sense, they have increased their abundance. They've gotten more than what they've actually had abundance for, and so the universe is given them something, and in a sense they've allowed themselves to receive it, and through that maybe they'll open up some more and allow themselves to receive even more. In a sense, it's something I do every now and then. Now I'm going to explain something else. If you did nothing at all other than concern yourself with making yourself very wealthy, and not wealthy by hoarding money, but just by allowing it to flow in and then going out and buying beautiful things with it and creating beautiful things with it. Maybe buying the best paint and canvas money can buy, a beautiful studio that's properly lit, has all the equipment you need to be the best artist that you can be, which then, in a sense, allows the universe to flow through you. It totally allows the universe to flow its creativity through you and put it on that canvas. Because first you've allowed the financial abundance for it so you could buy the paint and the canvas, and now the universe is flowing through you and creating this beautiful art. But first, you have to allow the financial abundance, the universe to give you the financial abundance to flow. It doesn't matter how. Don't give a shit how, just allow it to flow, because then you can really participate in this world and creating more beauty. So, you could go and say, well, I can do that without the money. Yeah, you can go and pick flower pebbles and squish them up and then turn them into paint and so forth. But now, you're making paint. You're really not creating a piece of art anymore. You're spending half your time making paint, and that's okay. That's fine if that's what you want to do. The point is, financial abundance is very important. I'll give you another example of how important financial abundance is. In this country where I live, you can make a very good living not having a job simply by going around and picking cans and bottles and taking them back. There's guys that make a very good living with it. They can't make a living with it unless I allow my abundance to flow. So enough that I don't care about that 5 cents about the tin can. I buy myself a pop, which means I have the abundance in the first place to buy that. I leave the tin can sitting beside the garbage can. He comes along and picks it up. If my abundance goes down where I no longer buy any more pop and leave no more cans, guess what happens? All of a sudden he's got no cans. So he's coming around, he's going, what the hell's going on here? There's no cans in his garbage anymore. So now all of a sudden he's got no food on his table at the end of the day. Of course, it doesn't quite work like that, because as long as he allows his abundance to flow, he will find a stash of cans. The universe will bring it for him if that's how he wants it, and he believes that he will find it. They will show up. The universe will create it for him, because the universe expands and is designed to expand. So, our financial abundance that we have, where we buy all these things, computers, recording devices and all that, and we say, well, now we don't quite have enough, because we're always ever expanding. That's the way the universe works. It expands everything. Money is absolutely nothing for it. Now, I want to go back one more time to the person that was writing about the work she did and how much effort and how hard she tried to be good and do the right things and really make a difference in this world. In other words, be somebody who adds to the world, not subtracts, in a sense. And at the end of the day, she's barely got enough to pay her bills. And she's hiding, holding, pushing back the anger, because sometimes it really makes her upset. And I remember that in my past. It pissed me off to no end. The thing is, the universe is unconditional love. It couldn't give a rat's ass whether you work or you don't work, or if you're a lazy bastard or you try till you die. It doesn't give a damn. It doesn't give a damn whether you're good or bad. It doesn't care. It is unconditional love. If you do not understand unconditional love, then you won't understand what I'm saying. Unconditional love is unconditional. There can be no judgmental in unconditional. Unconditional means no judgmental. If there's no judgmental, that means you cannot judge. That means you have no emotional response to positive or negative. It is what it is, and you love regardless. That means the universe gives regardless whether you're good or bad. And if you look around, if you want to disagree with that, you take a serious look around and open your eyes, and you'll find the evidence of that very quickly. It doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter at all. The only thing that matters is that you allow the abundance to flow. There are Tylers who barely make enough money to put gas in their vehicle to get to the next job. There are Tylers who make over $200,000 a year. They both flop tile on the floor. What's the difference? One allows the abundance from the universe, the other one does not. It's that simple. I work probably 15 hours a week maximum at tiling, if that. I make more money than most of them working their 40 to 50 hours a week. Well, why is that? And you know what? I'll tell you what. Most of my prices aren't even higher than other people's. But how does that work? The universe can expand. It can expand money. It can expand energy, which is money, which is love, which is the source. There is only one source, and that is the energy that flows. You see it in water, we see it in the air, we see it in trees, we see it in shoes, we see it in animals, we see it in humans, we see it. It's all one energy. Different forms. Money is absolutely nothing. The universe couldn't give a rat's ass about that piece of paper which you printed in cream colored ink. Do you think it cares? Do you think for 1 minute that the universe in totality cares about a piece of paper and has put some religious significance to it? A piece of paper. Something you took a tree and you squished it and threw chemicals in it and then squished some other plant to get color out of it and you put that on a piece of paper or you turn it into paper and then you color it and then you call it, wow, this is significant now. This is important. Universe, look at this. This is important. The universe couldn't give a rat's ass. It simply fires energy at you. Whatever you want, it fires it, but you have to allow it to flow through you. Then you can receive. It's that simple. Yeah, it's not that simple, I know, but in totality, everything you ask for, the universe is sending to you, but we don't allow ourselves to receive it. There's a few people, good examples, good or bad people, doesn't matter, that allow it to receive it. They just simply allow it to receive it. How it comes doesn't really matter. The universe has no concern on how it comes. You can be a Tyler and be extremely rich. You can be a Tyler and be very poor. It makes no difference. You can be a poor writer, a rich writer. It makes no difference to the universe whatsoever. You can have whatever you want. But I can tell you, you can sure be a lot better writer if you're financial abundance. And if you allow your financial abundance to expand far enough that you can afford to receive these recordings, because you have to first have a computer, otherwise you can't listen to this recording, you can't download it on the internet. So So you have to allow a certain abundance to flow, then you can listen to this recording, then you can decide whether this even makes sense to you or it doesn't. And through it, whether or not you're going to increase your allowing. How do we increase our allowing? Well, that's what we're doing. We're focusing on the having of the 3.6 million, not because of the 3.6 million. It can be 6.3 million. The universe doesn't give a shit. You can make it 20 million. The universe will give you 20 million. The minute you start thinking about it and feeling it and sensing what it's like to have the 20 million, the universe is already sending that energy, beaming it to you. It's already flowing. And it will turn into physical presence in this physical world. It will take a little bit of time, probably, but it will do so if you and I allow it. If we don't allow it, we don't allow ourselves to receive it, it doesn't come. People can send us presents, but if we don't accept them, we don't get them. It's that simple. There's a birthday, everybody brings a present, and you go, no, I don't deserve these presents, I haven't worked hard enough. I'm not a good enough person to receive all this. Thank you for bringing it, but give it to someone who deserves it. Send it to the poor. Yeah, the poor deserve it, right? Because the poor do what? What do the poor do for the universe? Not very much. Not very much at all. When you have abundance, then you can really do something for this universe. Because you're spreading that abundance out each time you purchase something. Each time you phone me up and say, Klaus, I need some stairs tiled. I heard you do a wonderful job. I've seen them. And I stand on them and I feel great. I don't know why, but I want you to come on time. I don't care what it costs. I want you to come and do my stairs. Hey, why is that? Why don't you just hire that really poor person down there to do that? Oh, they can't afford to come to your house in the first place, right? I see. You see, abundance is important. Abundance is absolutely everything. It even helps the poor person. So this village in Mexico, mostly what they do is they make bricks. They get nothing for them because in Mexico the bricks are worth nothing. I come from Canada and I go down there and I see these bricks and I go, you know what? This would be great up here. People will buy these. And a brick up here is very expensive. So, you know what? I'm going to buy them from you. You have to make them a certain way. Put them on these pallets. I will ship them out and take care of it. And I will give you this much. All of a sudden, they're making three times the amount for the bricks. Now they have more money, no more food. And all of a sudden, a little bit more time, a little more relaxation. And they get a little creative, and one of them buys a little bit of paint with that money and starts painting some pictures on those bricks. And I come and see him, and I go, wow, people will pay a lot of money for them because they'll really enjoy and they'll bring a lot of joy in their lives. Those bricks are worth quite a bit. I will give you this much for those bricks. And now, that person is painting those little bricks is making 20 times the amount of money they were making before. And their abundance has grown even further. And now, because their abundance has grown further, their creativity can expand. In other words, the universe can become more creative through them. See, it's all about what the universe does here in a sense, isn't it? Because when you allow the financial abundance to flow, the universe can flow through you and be very creative. And you can do very wonderful things. But if you're starving, if you barely got enough food to eat and you're skinny and you've got nothing, how can the universe truly work through you? It can't. What can it do? I mean, you can't even walk over there. You have no water, you have no food, there's nothing. How can the universe work through you? Also, if you're stuffed with pain, through hatred of things that have happened to you, you've been tortured, your family's been killed, and all that stuff. How can the universe really work through you? So we have to allow abundance to flow. That's how important it is. That's how you create, in a sense, heaven on earth. Money is love. Financial abundance is love. You see how it is love? Because I allow myself to have financial abundance. I walk into the dealership and say, I can afford any one of these cars. It's just a matter of picking which one would bring me the most joy. Right at that point, the universe is really working through me. And it has lined up the salesperson who allows himself to also have abundance, and so we meet already at the door. And he's quite happy, he's now relaxed, he knows I'm going to buy a Mercedes, it's just a matter of picking which one. So now it becomes a real joy for him, because he's not really doing a sales pitch anymore. He's not concerned about selling or me walking out. He's quite happy and relaxed. It's now a joyful thing for him to sell me a car, because we're just picking which one. And maybe we'll buy two, because my wife is eyeing a convertible and I want this one. What the hell? We'll take two. You know what? He's made his day. The dealership, the manager is quite happy also, because he happens to walk by and introduce himself. And I go, yeah, I'm going to buy one car, maybe even two. We can't decide. We're just going to pick which one here we like the most and go from there. Well, he's relaxed. He goes back to his office and he goes, leans back and he says, thank you, universe. You see, when the universe says, oh, you like that. That makes you feel good. Do you want more? I know more people who would like Mercedes. I can send them here. Simply allow it. And I will send as many to you as you can handle, as many as you want. Continuously. So, as he's appreciating how wonderful it is that I just walked in. I don't give him a hard time. I don't do anything. I just want to pick which one I want. He's filled with joy. He's filled with relaxation. He's filled with appreciation, with happiness. He's flowing with love. You see, the two are the same thing. Money is love. Yeah, we've made it ugly, you know, with all the stuff we've talked about and that paper and we talk about greed. Greed has nothing to do with money whatsoever. Greed is feeling not having enough. Feeling that there's not enough, that you'll starve, you'll go hungry, you'll lose the money, things will go bad on you. Greed is just simply fear. It has absolutely nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with that little piece of paper. You know what? You can color it pink. And if you want to make that association with that pink piece of paper instead of the green money or whatever color it is, well, that's fine. But that's like praying to a god that doesn't exist. You know, you don't take a stick and make it something spiritual. It's a stick, okay? It's a stick. And money is money. It's simply love. Allow it to flow. Allow yourself to receive it. And you can really do some wonderful things in this world. I mean, how can we possibly really do anything totally wonderful if we're always struggling? Because, you know, that struggle affects everything we do. It goes into everything. I mean, if I am struggling, and let's say I'm tiling and I'm struggling to make my ends meet, and I, in the morning, got my mail, and there's this frickin' big bill I can't possibly pay. They're, you know, doing whatever, threatening to cut my power off. So my wife's at home, she's ill, power's gonna get cut off. I'm doing this job, tiling job, hoping to get the money as quickly as possible. I can both pay the power bill. How's that affecting the tile work? How's that affecting the energy that the universe is trying to pour through me to create? How am I restricting by that the universe? See, the universe in a sense is creating that beautiful floor, but through me. So as I become an open tap, and first of all, allow abundance to flow through me, then there's more joy that flows through me also. And I become more creative because the valve is open, so the creativity flows more. And so the floor becomes more beautiful. And the person who makes the tiles is the same thing. See, everybody has more time and more creativity as the financial abundance increases. And as it increases, it spreads out to everyone. So the universe just says, I can create as much money as you all want. And it's beaming it literally to us to create it in the physical presence. And all we have to do is allow it. Forget about how. We all do jobs, we all do things, we all paint or drive cars or drive taxis and do all these things. Forget about associating that with abundance. Because I tell you, I remember a bartender who's quite wealthy, very wealthy. He only works a few hours a night, bartending. But he's more wealthy than the wealthy people on the other side that he's serving. But he enjoys that bartending. It doesn't bring him a whole lot of money. He makes some good money with tips and stuff, but he didn't get his wealth from there. He got his wealth from allowing it. And the universe just finds ways to flow it to you. It finds creative ways. That's what the universe likes to do. That's how this whole system has been created. That's the basis of how it works. It simply says, allow it, and I will work through you. Allow me to flow through you. Unrestricted, and you will see the greatest magic that you have ever seen. I mean, that's what the universe in a sense is saying. So, allow the abundance, the wealth, to flow through us. And we will see the greatest magic. Because I tell you, Thanksgiving is great when you have the financial abundance to have food on the table. If you don't have any money, and, some of you know what it's like. The universe can't really create. It restricts everything. It restricts all flow. It restricts happiness, joy. It restricts appreciation. Everything is restricted. When that valve is closed, it's closed. Well, not closed, but restricted, it's restricted. As we open it, it opens up. Our creativity flows out. Now, you can be creative, very creative, and not have a lot of money, yes. So you've allowed one flow, but the flow of financial abundance is restricted. The problem with that is, you've got all this wonderful creativity and these wonderful ideas, but you can't fully express them because you don't have the financial abundance to totally express them. Right? How many times have you had ideas, inspirations, but not had the financial wealth to really express them? What I've done, what you've done, is we've restricted the universe. We've said, that's a wonderful idea, universe, but I don't have the financial abundance to do it, so I can't do it. Sorry about that. You can't have that. So we're basically saying no to the universe. Sometimes we allow certain things in, like the creative idea, but the rest of it we block. So the universe gives us whatever it can, whatever we allow in, and says, well, hopefully, if he or she lets this creative in, maybe she'll see the positiveness of that and allow the financial abundance that I'm pouring in also to go with the creativity in also to make it a complete set. But we restrict it. Why do we restrict it? Because we're so freaking afraid we're taking something else. We've got all these stigmas about money. It's all bullshit. All of it. It's bullshit. Money is love. That's what it is. And when you have a lot of it in your hand, right? And you walk into that dealership and you say, I'm buying one of these cars today, Fred. Let's just pick which one. Let's just relax and pick which one. I'm walking out of here with one. I tell you what, you're going to feel a lot of love. Because he's going to relax, he or she. They're going to be calm. They're going to know today the universe has provided for me. This person's going to buy a car. I'm going to get the commission. I can feed my kids. I can send them off to college. I can buy the the, let me see, come on, think. The guitar for my daughter, she wants to play music. You see, the financial abundance is coming. I've allowed it in the universe. So I'm trying to now give it to someone else by buying this car. He's allowed himself to meet me. So the universe is now flowing the money that it gave me to him. And he's taken it to the guitar shop, who's sitting there, I need someone with wealth to walk in and buy my beautiful guitar I've created here and really make beautiful music. The universe, in a sense, is saying, I want to create some beautiful music. So, he walks in with the money that I gave him, that the universe gave me, that he received, and walks and gives it to the guitar guy, takes the guitar guy's happier than heck, because he's already got a vision for an even more beautiful guitar, and now has the abundance to do that, because he got the vision from the universe in the first place, and now has allowed the abundance to come in to create that guitar, you see, and now the guitar that was made goes to the child who now learns to play it and becomes maybe a beautiful musician if she allows it to flow. So the universe is creating beautiful music, is creating most beautiful guitars, and expanding that each time. It's really that simple. Now you say if everybody's got wealth, nobody does anything anymore. That's bullshit. All of it is just bullshit. You know what? Don't try to control the universe. Don't try to play God and create all this. All we have to do is allow the flow to flow. Everything else will be taken care of. All we have to do is say, money's love, and I want lots of it, and I'm going to allow it to flow. I'm just going to do whatever I do, because I don't need to associate it with the amount of money. See, I don't need to change necessarily my career and everything I do to make more money. Because it's not based on that. There's doctors who don't make very much, and there's doctors who make a fortune. So, being a doctor doesn't necessarily make you rich. Actually, it can make you quite poor. So, don't associate a career with the money. Associate the money with love. And just allow it to flow into your life so that you can give it on. You might say, well, some people heard it. Well, so what? That's their business. Let it pile up. Sooner or later, they're going to die and that money will get dispersed anyway. The universe controls everything. If we allow it to properly flow, it really does create heaven on earth all on its own. We don't have to do anything. So, the bottom line, really want to do something for this world, really want to do something for me, for everyone else, get rich, for crying out loud. Because, you know what, I give my books and my tapes and everything away on the internet. Yes, there's books for sale also, but most of that is free. Now, think about this, is it really free? Or who's paying for this? Yeah, it's coming out of my abundance. In other words, I am allowing the universe to give me abundance, and it's flowing back to you. Right? Now, because in a sense you don't have the abundance, you're not really giving it back. But what the universe is saying, Faust, just do this. Just do this. Don't worry about your abundance. Your abundance will flow, continue to flow as long as you allow it. Just simply allow it. Don't concern yourself with how much you're making on all this stuff. Just do it. Probably to the universe is thinking, if it can get this message to you, maybe you'll change your mind and allow the abundance to flow. See, then the universe can be creative through you. What it's really trying to do is open us up. It's trying to get us to open our valves and just allow ourselves to receive. That's all it's asking for. That's all it wants. That's the very most beautiful thing you can do for this planet, is allow yourself to become wealthy, financially wealthy. Let that love flow in. And yeah, you will spend it, because you're going to spend it with great joy. There is someone who invented a surfboard, a motorized surfboard in the States. That's a beautiful machine. It's roughly about $10,000. They could only make that. You see, they think it's their idea, but in a sense, it's the universe. All that is, really, that's where the inspiration comes from. It was there. It found someone who could allow it to flow in, and it also allowed the financial abundance to create it to flow in. And so now the universe also brings those who allowed enough financial abundance to flow to them, to bring them then to this object and be able to buy it. And so it all clicks. So at the end, it has created, the universe has created more love and more beauty, because we buy this little toy, we get on it, and we are so filled with happiness and joy driving it around that we just radiate with love and joy, and that radiates out. So in a sense, more love and joy has been brought into the world. Now, we go, well, shouldn't we feed the poor? Yeah, we should. What we should do is really teach them to allow it to flow in. But you know what? You can't do any of that until you yourself do it. If you yourself do it, without anything, you will radiate it out from you. The ability will transfer into all your words, into all your writing, into everything you say, and your behavior, your actions, and other children, people who see it, will pick it up instinctively, will pick up pieces of it and say, hey, allowing is good. Allowing is wonderful. Allowing makes a more beautiful world. Being rich is a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Where did I get that idea from? Being rich is a good thing. So that is why we're working with the 3.6 million and how we're working with them. It's not so much about creating a 3.6 million. It's about opening the flow up. Because 3.6 million is a small amount. You might say that's a lot of money, but it's really not. When you start expanding and then you start really truly allowing the universe to express through you, you'll find that you'll need 10 times that and 20 times that. Because the universe has endless ideas and it can expand at enormous rapid pace beyond our conception. So, but it's limited in a sense to us, to our allowing. So as we allow the abundance and the inspirations and the ideas to go with it, the flow, everything becomes more beautiful. You see, well, somebody's riding around on this motorized surfboard. They're not shooting a machine gun at anyone else. They're too damn happy, aren't they? You might go, oh, somebody might steal it. Of course they might steal it. You know why? Because their valve is closed, okay? Well, not closed, but it's restricted. So they're not really receiving. They're not allowing themselves to receive, because the universe is trying to give it to them just as much. But somewhere along the line, they've learned to put the brakes on. It's like buying a brand new car. You get in it, you want to really floor it, but you go fast and then you step on the brakes and you slow down a little bit and you're testing it out. Somewhere along the line in our lives, with our financial wealth and allowing our financial wealth, we stepped on a brake and we basically put on the emergency brakes somewhere. We just kicked them on, and now no matter how much gas we give, it just doesn't go any really faster. There's one more thing that's really important before I shut off this recording. A lot of these people that write me in, they have an issue which is similar to mine. And when we create and allow the flow and so forth, when we create something, let's say like more financial abundance, there is a time factor from the time we start to the time it actually shows up in our lives. This is a buffer zone. Everybody has this, but it's different for everybody, depending on our focus and concentration level and so forth. for some people, like myself, it's a very long buffer zone. So for a lot of things, it takes an entire year for me. For other people, it's shorter. But when your buffer zone is long, it sometimes seems like things aren't working. And so, you know, we give up and so forth. Now, this is something I've talked about in the recording before this. So we've gone through this issue, but it's something to remember as we begin our process, or continue our process, of opening more. So, today, let's think about more money as being love. And how much of that love are we going to allow the universe to flow into us? Because the more we allow the universe to flow into us, the more creative we can be, the more joyous, the more giving, the more time, the more energy we have. And you know what? A lot more patience too. Much more patience. Because when I'm having to worry about paying those bills, I don't get so patient. I don't feel so loving and caring.